Will you please open your Bible to Gospel according to Matthew chapter 15. We'll be reading from verse 21 to 28. Matthew 15, verse 21. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of it, the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. May the Lord add more blessings as you meditate. Thank you. Thank you. It's so wonderful to be in God's house, to praise Him, exalt Him, and magnify Him, and listen from God's Word. Do pray for Manoj or Devi. They are preparing this boy's funeral because his father and mother, they are in a mission tour in America. So Manoj has to call them this morning, tell them they got a call. They went to hospital. Meanwhile, he has gone. And he knows the Lord, and he just graduated from high school, was planning to go to university in America to be preparing for ministry. So appreciate your thoughtful prayers. They have two sons, and he's very close with Jabez and Jonathan, so Jabez and Jonathan really need your prayer too. And thank God that we can go to him because he is a comforter. And he can just bring the peace of God which passeth all understanding, may just overrule their hearts. Just come back to Matthew chapter 15, and as Pastor said, and I have a lot of pictures, new pictures, maybe the time we'll be able to show what the Lord is doing back in home. Especially pray for the souls, those being saved in this month of October. Nearly 3.5 weeks I was traveling with a few of the pastors and their places. And our third Bible college in the central part of India, nearly 240 people are studying there, and many graduated, been able to visit them. And the Lord really pour out His blessings of conviction to people. Nearly 1,200 people in the last 3.5 weeks ministries are in follow-up ministries. There are much more got saved, and compared with 1.31 billion people. And India will overtake China year 2014, and it will be the 1.5 billion. So that's a bad news. Every five people you'll meet, one will be from India. Because 1/5 of the total population of the globe is going to stay in that small continent. Everybody has got souls. That's the very purpose of the Lord Jesus Christ came. So as a true Christian, we cannot just ignore it. But we have to take the gospel to these people. As you do the same over here. Thank you very much for the part you play in our ministry. That the Lord may continue to help, that we might be able to reach out many souls for His glory and the expansion of His kingdom. Let's come back to this passage, Matthew chapter 15. A very familiar story. And it's a thing is, as you come back, come to verse 28, the Word of God says, Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. The word here says, O woman, great is thy faith. It looked like and can sound like it was a great surprise for the Lord. Or it says, O great is thy faith. Which means it's amazing that the Lord is telling. But truly, is anything surprise for the Lord? He knows everything from the beginning. But it seems to me the people those are following, in each and every incident, the Lord is trying to teach the people, those who are following him, the crowd. In fact, the two times you can see the word used, great is thy faith. In a sense, unfortunately or fortunately, I do not know, both were Gentiles. One was a centurion, because his faith, he said, great is his faith. He did not see that faith in Israel. The second one is this Canaanite woman, a pagan woman, and her faith, great is thy faith. So nothing is a surprise for the Lord, and why he said that, something to teach to the crowd, those who are following him. Maybe as we look down, maybe God will be able to teach us also what is going on over here. See, I just my very simple way I'd like to just bring the one of, first of all, this woman's problem. She got a problem. She from a Gentile woman, the word says, then verse 21, when Jesus went thence and departed unto the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord. Thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. She had a problem with her daughter. And she, of course, if any parents know, if your child has got a problem, in a small minor headache or maybe in a temperature, the parents' hearts goes after, because you cannot do sometimes there, you cannot do anything. But this is a serious problem. She had a daughter, and she been grievously vexed with the devil, continually possessed, and just ruining this young lady's life, and that eventually bring in a great problem to the family. So the mother, kind of a restless night, restless days, since she came to know this child being affected and possessed and ruined and crushing the life by the devil. And she wanted to do anything for that child, but nothing can be done it. And that's sometimes we come the situation that way. So a grievous problem over here. So she heard that a savior, a son of David, Messiah, Jesus Christ, a man from Nazareth, is going through that way. So she just heard that, and immediately she just went after the crowd with her problems. What a good place to go with our problems. A great Savior. No matter what kind of problem you have, we have a great Savior. Sometimes we think our problems are great, but our God is greater than the problem. There's a song someone sing, God is greater than the mountain. Why, recently I was preaching in the central part of India, I saw the big mountains, and I said, God is not only greater than the mountain, God is greater than the universe. You have a great God. So this woman is going, she's from the Tyre and Sidon, she's a pagan, Gentile, no relationship with Jews, and she's an outcast in this sense. She is coming and calling on the name of God and saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Amazingly, the Lord reacting in a different way over here. Verse 23, the word says, but he answered her not a word. You put yourself on her place. With that great need, you are crying after the crowd, the Lord is there, and you are just lifting up your voice and crying, Lord, have mercy upon me. The Lord even not just looking back to her, not giving any word to her. Strange action. Many times the Lord tried to teach his people, those who are following, in different manner. So here, he is not just answering a simple word. He seems to be, he is not interested, or he seems to be, he cannot hear it. It seems to be that he is not reacting anything. No feelings or nothing. So, but she kept on calling. But the word here says, and he answered her not a word. And his disciples came, besought him, saying, Lord, send her away. For she crieth after. She is not stopping. She is non-stop crying to the Savior. She is not crying to the crowd. The disciples showed compassion on her. Maybe just looked up to her with a compassionate eye. Maybe just somebody might have gone and consoled her, but she's still crying after the Lord. So the disciples stop comforting her, come to the Savior. And they told the Savior's, Lord, just send her away. She comes with a great need. Maybe they are showing compassion on them, you know. They want the Lord to do that. They realize they cannot do something for her. That's true. Sometimes we have a crowd around us. The crowd may not be able to do anything for your need and my need. They came to the Savior. Send her away, for she crieth after. She was continuously, non-stop crying because her need is so great. Her daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Could you imagine that you put yourself in that, her shoes? Then the Lord, verse 24, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Jesus strangely said, yes, I'm telling the truth, I am not sent to any others than the lost sheep of Israel. She's calling, in a sense, some theological people say that she's calling him, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. A Gentile cannot claim through the possible way of the son of David, because we don't have anything to do with Israel. That is a condition of a sinner. We are away from the promise of God, nothing to do with God and God's people. We are totally strangers, pagan, sold into sin. So she is coming through that way, kind of, oh, son of David, help me. She knew that he is son of David. They did not believe that, the Jews. They did not believe. But she believed that. She believed that he is God himself. That's the reason she come and worship. Pastor Venom, it's wonderful. Your people knows even the original language. That worship word, that dog coming and licking. That's right, brother. I was preaching last week that, worship, you know. It's something, the word here says, the Lord said, I am not just to come to the Gentiles, I came to the lost sheep of Israel. If you and I hear that with our needs, immediately what we do, we just, no use of just calling him. But she, our need, and our faith in him, and did not made her discouraged. She came and worshipped him. She came and worshipped him. She recognized he is God himself. And he is the master. And he is the only person who can help her. Though he did not come for those people, he said, I came for the lost sheep of Israel. She was not disheartened. She came to him and worshipped him. In a small prayer, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Sometimes our prayers don't have to be big, long, you know. Lord, help me. I like that prayer on the cross that the thief was dying. Lord, remember me. Lord, remember me. Think about that person. His past was so wild, wicked, sinful, peaceless, ruined his life. His present condition is so much of a painful agony. There is no second chance for him. In agony. His future is a kind of awful, painful death and go to eternal damnation. And he believed the Lord Jesus. Turned to him. Lord, remember me when you come into thy kingdom. Such a great faith in that man. He looked unto him and he's telling, Lord, you are beyond your death. You are going to come. Though he ridiculed along with the other thief, but the word of God which began to work in his life, and he just trusted in him that Jesus Christ's life is not going to end with his death. He's going to come back again. So Lord, when you come into the kingdom, I know that you are going to come as a Messiah to rule this world. Remember me. He was not just asking an immediate getting away from his pain, but he was asking, Lord, remember me. And the Lord turned to him and said, thou shalt with me today in paradise. What a wonderful answer. What a wonderful answer. So here the woman came and worshipped him. Lord, thou art the only hope for me. Thou art my God. Thou art the Son of God, and Thou art the Messiah. There is no other place which I can go, and worshipped Him, saying, Lord, help me. Yeah, what a condition of a sinful people. As we know that we were all Gentiles. We were all dead in trespass and sins. No matter what kind of family you are born into this world, the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Through Adam, the federal head of mankind, everyone, those who are born into this world, they are sinful. Whether you are born in Australia, or I am born in India, or across this whole globe, all human beings. Romans chapter 3 verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is no righteous, no not one, chapter 3 verse 10. There is no way. We've been lost in sin. Lost in sin. No access for God. Ephesians chapter 2 says we were all dead in trespass and sins. Further, the word of God says that you are separate. You have nothing to do with God's and God's people's promise. We are without God. Without God. Could you imagine a man or woman without Jesus Christ? That is the condition. That's the condition. And there is no access that we have. We can go through Son of David. This woman came and said, Lord, help me. That was her prayer. As we go further, verse 26, her continual pleading to her need. But he answered and said, it is not to meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Surely, when he said that, could you imagine it would have so much of discouragement and disheartening might have come to her heart. The Lord says, I came to the lost sheep of Israel. But she did not just go back with the discouragement. She just went further and worshipped Him. Thou art my God. Thou art my dependence. Without Thee, there is no possible help I can get it. And then the Lord said, it is not good to take the meat of children and cast the dogs. Actually, he was telling to her how the Jews think about the Gentiles. Not what he thinks about it. How the Jews think. Jews thought they are God's people. The oracle of God is with them. They are a special people. And Jesus Christ came to them and he said that I am the Messiah. I am the light. I am the one just came to seek and save which was lost. But they refused to believe in him. They refused him. But this pagan, not having any connection with the Israelites, not God's people or God's promises, she is believing what they are not believing. What a wonderful see that the contradiction of today even sometimes. We claim so many things of Christians, but do not really trust in Him. No trust in our heart. We understand so many theology in our head, there is no faith in our heart. It's good to know something in here, but the thing is that is not going to save you unless that knowledge just confirmed to be, just turned to be faith in your heart. So many people just walked with him, so much of crowd with him. And Jesus said, you know, it is not me to take the children's bread and cast to it dogs. He was feeding these children. It is sometimes good to go through the history of Israel. There is no other nation under heaven God been so compassionately, repeatedly dealing with them somehow to bring back to Jehovah. They repeatedly, continually, rebelliously turned against God. They claimed everything, but they just acted like they don't have anything. They all wanted to have their own ways. No wonder the word of God said, for all have sheep like gone astray. Knows the truth, but walked away from the truth. But say that Jesus said, it is not me to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. If it is 21st century today, people will just bring him to the human rights organization saying that Jesus Christ is discriminating people. It is not he discriminating, that's what the Jews think about this. Gentiles. But this lady, this Canaanite woman, she was not disheartened. She was not discouraged. She doesn't want just a murmur against that. But her action, her need, her belief, her faith, shown in verse 27, and she said, "Truth, Lord." She said, "Yes, Lord, what you told, that is truth. I am not just claiming any extra favor from you. I know I don't have any kind of relationship with the son of David, through that I cannot come to you. I understand I'm just outcast. There is no possible, there is no way that in which I can claim. But I am like a dog, waiting when something fall from the children's table. I'm waiting for that." Look at her faith. Jesus Christ came to his own people. John chapter 1 verse 11 says, as the word of God here teaches that. Chapter 1 verse 11. The word here says, "He came unto his own, and his own received him not." Jesus Christ repeatedly showed all the miracles, all the wonder working, he preached, and he told that I am the true vine, and I am the way, the truth, and the life. They did not believe in him. They rather accused him because you claim to be your son of God that you need to be healed. They did not believe in him. They saw the work. Could you imagine that these people saw the blind being healed, the crippled and the lame being just healed, death being brought out from their death condition. They saw literally Lazarus walking out after 4 days his burial from the tomb. And they saw even the 5 loaves of bread being multiplied for 5,000 men, women and children. They saw the great work of the Lord Jesus Christ. But they still want some more miracles, but they did not trust in him. And rather said that you are all doing this thing because of Baal, because of the power of demon. How much the Lord might be grieved in his heart. Did not believe in him. Rather, they refused to accept him, handed over to the Roman soldiers, from there to the Pilate, and they challenged, and this crowd shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" These all people just followed the Lord Jesus Christ all that 3.5 years. Wherever the Lord went, there was crowd always. People been benefited, people been taught, and people saw that he is doing, he is the one which is having authority. And he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. I came to seek and save which was lost. I am the light of this world. And except me, you cannot just see the kingdom of God. You need to be born again." But they never trusted in him. Refused to believe in him. Romans chapter, John chapter 1 verse 1 says, "He came to his own. His own received him not." This woman from Canaan, she's a pagan, Gentile woman. She believed everything who he is, whereas his own people refused him to believe. And they claim they are the children, and all others are Gentiles, are dogs. And she said, "Yes, Lord, true that what you said, it is true." Then she said, "Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table." "Yes, Lord, I know what you said, it's true. I don't have any access to come to you through the children of God, through Israelites. I'm like a dog. I'm waiting. All those things Jesus did, they rejected him. But thank God for verse 12, chapter 1, verse 12. "But as many as received him," the rejection of Jews became a great blessing for Gentiles. A wonderful thing. Think about that. The rejection of Jews became a great blessing for me. As a Gentile, pagan, Hindu, dying and going to eternal damnation, whoever thought the Savior can save me, but thank God he saved me. The rejection of Jews, God's people. They thought that all others are dogs, they don't have salvation. Salvation truly come from Israel, but they are not worth for it. Treated them like that. And she accepted. Yes, I understand that. They are special people. They are God's people. All the blessings belongs to them. And you came to his own. Thank God. They rejected him. But their rejection became a blessing for us. But as many received him, to them gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. What a wonderful open when someone rejected him. Here the woman said, I believe in everything what you said, who you are. They are not believing that. I am like a dog, I am just sitting at the table, expecting some of the crumbs may fall, I am going to eat with that, and I will be satisfied with that. The children are not satisfied with the meat on the table, but the dogs are satisfied with the crumbs. What a contradiction. How often we think about, we are Christian, many times people think they are Christian, they come to church, they hold the Bibles, they do all kinds of things, but there is no Jesus in their heart. They are professing Christianity, keeping Jesus Christ away from them. God does want you and I need to accept him as our personal Savior and Lord. Personal Savior and Lord. I was in the last 3.5 weeks back, I was in the central part of India. One of the pastors came forward, said, I'd like to receive him as my personal Savior. I got interested. He'd been preaching from the last 12 years. I took him aside and asked him that. My mother dedicated me. I was sick then. So I went to college, I'm pastoring. But in my best of my knowledge, I do not know when I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior and Lord. With tears, he accepted the Lord Jesus that day. How often we just move along with the crowd. And we look like Christians. We act like Christians. We sometimes smell like Christians. But there is no Christ in us. No Christ in us. Sad. And these people enjoyed everything what Jesus done. They saw little miracles. They became partakers of God's blessings. I often think about how many thousands of people been benefited by Jesus while he was in this world. Thousands. A massive crowd always followed and they've been benefited by him. But after his crucifixion, risen from the dead, and after he departed to heaven, only 120 people were waiting. Where are all those people who ate the bread? Where are all those people been healed? Where all those people who have been just benefited? Very few followers. Very few trusted in him. So this woman said, true Lord, that is true what you said. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Actually he was telling the Jews, you fellows, you claim that Messiah is coming from you and all the promises is coming for yours, all the oracle of God is yours, you claim to be superior than all the Gentiles. Let me tell you, this Gentile pagan woman supposed to be, you are called her as a dog, she has got more faith than you. You rejected everything of me, but she accepted me. So who is truly dogs? Reverse that. Oh woman, great is thy faith. Christ was not excited and amazed by seeing her faith, but the crowd's eye, he's just making people to think that you did not have faith, but she had faith. I was with you for the last 3.5 years. I did everything in front of you. I told you who am I and why I came. You don't listen to me. But a pagan woman, you treated her like a dog. She believed more than you. Truly, who is the dog now? Great is thy faith, O woman. And the word of God said, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. What a wonderful Savior. He was teaching this crowd. Sometimes you just act and you just like your followers, but you don't trust me, you don't believe me, you reject me. But you rejected these people, but they trust me, who am I? And thank God, great is thy faith. Faith that saves people. It's good to have some kind of knowledge. Knowledge will not take you to heaven. You and I need to have faith in him, believing that Jesus Christ, the only Savior who came to seek and save which was lost. Beside him there is no other God. Beside him there is no Savior. No matter who you are, wherever you are, what kind of sinful condition you are, my Jesus can stoop down and pick you up from the miry clay of sin. And just keep you, your feet on the rock, which is Jesus Christ himself. And he can wash you with the precious and powerful blood of him, which shed on the cross of Calvary. Cleanse you from all of your unrighteousness. And he'll make you a child of God. And give a new song in your mouth. And change your life. And establish your going. And people will see something happen in your life. They will just fear and trust God. Yeah, see this lady. And everybody was looking at her. Everybody was hearing. And everybody had, great, I did not have that faith. And that very moment, her daughter was made whole. How often we are like spectators, watching everything, not experiencing the Lord in our heart. She came with her need. All those spectators had different kind of need. But she was satisfied because she trusts the Son of God. I do not know who you are today, how long you've been coming to church. Do you have that assurance? Jesus lives in your heart. If you never ask him to come to your heart, received him as your personal savior, still you are lost. No matter how long you are coming, a Bible preaching, Bible believing church. Without him, you don't have life. He that had the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son shall not see life. Will you ask him to come? But thank God, we can praise him, worship him today, those who came to know him. We were so outside of God's people and God's people's promise. But one day, somebody came and shared the gospel. You and I came to know Christ as our personal Savior and Lord. Thank God, we have hope in eternal heaven. But there may be someone not saved. Will you trust in him? She had a great need. She came to the Savior. She prayed. Nothing disheartened her. She continually prayed. And she got her answer. Thank God, she has gone with that peace which passeth all understanding. What a wonderful Savior can give the same kind of peace which passeth all understanding. God bless you.